Letter 54. So Rav Usher writes, "Min ha-meitza karasika, I call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from my tzaras." So he wants to explain this pasuk in this letter. Kishe'odam nosan b'meitza, when a person is in a difficult position, harihu marichiv atzmayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the objective is to expand oneself, to go beyond oneself and be included within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he sees much more than just himself, and he brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. Ki asu karv ma'ayde lav. In doing so, he brings himself close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now he explains and describes v'nimsa tachas chasuso. He's under Hashem's shelter. Like from the word chas, it's to protect, but also means to have a closeness. Adjehu nichlal bay. To the point that he's included with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our tzaras. So the pasuk begins, "Umin ha-meitzar karasika," calling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the meitzar, the expansion, and "Anani ba-merchavka." That's Hashem answers us with that merchav. That's the expansion, is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us. And when we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the issue, and that through that expansion, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us. That's the process. So he explains, Kishe'adam machnes es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzarasai, when a yid brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his tzara, what does that mean? It doesn't mean physically, obviously, I know. Shehu mamin b'chol libay, through emunah, he brings Hashem in. He believes with all of his heart. I believe full-heartedly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this for my good, eternal and complete good. Because Hashem wants to bring me close through tremendously deep and passionate av and kurva. When a person believes that wholeheartedly, and that causes all the tzaras to just fade away. Whatever those tzaras are, whoever's running after us, whatever the issue at hand may be. V'nisipi hamakatrigim. And the kitrug up above, which is the source of all this. Because whatever's happening in this world is only revelation of whatever accusations are taking place upstairs. But when we include ourselves with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then the kitrugim go away. And when the kitrugim go away above, they disappear down here too. Why is that? That they have no place to stand. Because there's no way for them to accuse anybody who's under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. So there's the protexia. A yid needs to know that he has protexia with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he finds himself under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection, it's not just that Hashem is shielding him from those accusations, but once the accusers see who we are, and we're under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special protection. The king is protecting us. Oh, this is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the king's special children, of course. But there's many ways to explain Klal Yisrael's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The servants, whatever it may be. L'maisa, if we're under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wing, so then the Mekatrigim go away. And that's really the process of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. That Rosh Hashanah is a time where the Mekatrigim have a shus to be Mekatrig, to open their mouths and to accuse. And then Yom Kippur is this man where we awaken the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. And then after that Kufa, the Mekatchikim are very upset. They came up on Rosh Hashanah, they had a lot on their agenda to accomplish, and they turned around Yom Kippur and everything has gone away. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? They're after us. So he brings us in the Sukkah. And brings us in the Sukkah, so whatever Kitrugim still remained, they go away because they see, hey, they're under Kadosh Baruch Hu's pataxia. And Usher, he concludes in this last paragraph, it's not a long letter. It was a nasim be'emes bi'ad kol adam. Every person is capable of this. B'chol makom shuhu, b'chol matzav shuhu, whatever situation he finds himself, l'vakish kivas Hashem elav, to ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be close. Ki ha'izel kol kavanas v'kadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatest pleasure. And the purpose of the Bria is the korva that we have with him. Adam Yimsa Oisai Af Im Amradishkain Barafa. that the Yid should find a Kodesh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that it would seem that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he exists, quote-unquote, in a very faraway place. But the Emunah, that a Yid can be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's essentially close, but to bring himself close and to ask for that closeness, it's that kurva, which is Hashem's greatest pleasure. If you're Adam Bavaydasai, and a Yid in his Avaida, and what is that Avaida? He says, Hainu Hachna Asai, this humility. Who Magiel Metzia Shal Gershas Oifel, Vatsavas Naiga. He's able to drive away the darkness. I mean, the description of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he exists within the darkness, which also means that Hashem could be found in the Tzaris. By this understanding that a Kodesh Baruch Hu seems so far, so distant, when we have hachna, when we have humility, so whatever concealments there are of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they go away. And then things become illuminated for him in this world and the next world, moving forward. And he sees that things that get brighter regarding his guf, regarding his money, regarding his nefesh. And he comes to that tachlis, which Avusha says time and time again, that a Yid, he should live with personal insecurity. He should feel very insecure about what he's able to do, but he should feel very, very secure that he has a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's taking care of him, like the child in his mother's lap. That the child, he doesn't have the wherewithal, the means psychologically, emotionally, to realize what state he's in. This is the only existence which he knows. But we look at a child and we see the mother, and we know that the mother will always be there for that infant. And that's supposed to be a mashal for us to understand the type of relationship that we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu, that when we see ourselves as those children and things come up in life, we should throw up our hands and say, how am I going to deal with this? Whatever it is, big or small. But the fact that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu and he's there for us, in that way, which we know from experience, as children, as parents, just as spectators, that we know how a mother is there for the child, and that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, that type of a kurva, that type of a closeness, that type of dependence on him. As we go through these letters, to bezeichet to that kurva, to remember to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the Tzara, to remember what type of protection we have with him, and that's chas, to illuminate all the darkness in our lives, in every single aspect of our lives.